Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
How have operations now changed due to this war that's going on there?
Some of the areas where MCC has worked have been significantly impacted. Many people will recall the story of the Russian troops taking over the largest nuclear reactor in Ukraine. That's in the area called Zaporozhye. That's where MCC's offices currently were before the current war. That's the area where Mennonites lived 100 years ago. So the staff that have been working with Mennonite Central Committee, the international staff, five adults in Ukraine, they've all relocated outside of Ukraine. The six Ukrainian staff mostly have stayed sheltering in place. But the usual ministries that they've been doing, whether it was some of this humanitarian aid or whether it was working with trauma counseling and so forth, some of the other kinds of things that MCC has been doing in recent years, all of that's been disrupted. And what our partners are doing at the moment are using funds which they already have in their hands as we were planning for this current season and this current year. And they're using that in emergency mode with MCC's blessing. So they're buying food and medicines for internally displaced people, all these folks on the move. They're providing lodging with some of these funds. In Zaporozhye specifically, there is food being provided for disabled people. And so it's utilizing funds which were already available to work in Ukraine, but repurposing them to emergency relief for people who are on the move.
Your organization, one of many Christian organizations that have been in Ukraine for many years because of the economic climate there, the need there. Can you set the stage maybe for some of our listeners of what that type of need for food, for clothing, resources was before this war and how that might intensify now?
The difficulty is actually, since the war started, a great magnification of what was already there at a much lower level beforehand. Some of the listeners will recognize the name, the Crimean Peninsula, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, and the far eastern areas of Ukraine that had been sympathetic towards Russia, and people who were not feeling safe in those areas were moving. And so it was, we used the phrase, internally displaced people, IDPs. So it was communities and partners responding to the modest flow of internally displaced people prior to the war, where some of these ministries were being addressed. Now that has multiplied many times over with images we're seeing on our screens and the accounts we're hearing in the news, so that there are just millions and millions of people on the move, many of them trying to get out, many of them heading to the western part of the country, some of them trying to find safety in their home areas. Anything that's currently within range of the war, though it feels like there aren't safe places. So it's people who have left the context they know, they've left their homes, they've left their jobs, they've left their sense of place and security and are on the move. And Ukraine is certainly one place where that's happening. I would just be mindful that this is certainly not the only place in the world, and some of these have been chronic places, like Yemen and Syria, to name just a few places where people have been on the move as well.
Part of your mission statement is that you guys are working for peace and justice. How can you guys continue to work for peace, work for justice in Ukraine amid this very unfortunate tragedy that is this conflict there?
It's the commitment of the primary churches that sponsor Mennonite Central Committee. Our understanding of the gospel of Christ is that it is indeed a message of peace and reconciliation between humans with each other, between human and God. And so that has been a guiding ideal for us. And how does that work right now? One of the ways is to care for those who are marginalized and for those who are suffering. Food for disabled people in Zaporozhye. Those are folks who can get neglected when resources are short. So in the mind of Christ, reaching out to those who may be marginalized in our societies. Working with folks who have been traumatized emotionally and mentally and trying to say we can find a way across this great chasm of pain that you're facing and find hope and healing on the other side. And I would also say that MCC also has resources, and some of this would be available on the web, mcc.org, that those who are so minded can be in touch with political leaders and encouraging a way forward that would honor any kind of peace initiatives or would hear the voices of those who would say, the solutions to our problems don't come out of the barrels of guns. They come out of people meeting together and figuring out a joint way forward. And so in times of war, the peace position can be challenging, but that's also when it's the opportunity for us to present a message of Christ, which is hope and reconciliation.
We obviously don't want to make light of the conflict. It is absolutely devastating. The destruction, very real. The loss of lives, very real there as well. But are we getting some stories of some good, some hope coming from that, or things that might not have happened without this conflict where maybe the gospel is getting spread? Are you hearing any stories of hope like that?
Yeah, it's at a pretty basic raw level yet where people are operating at this. I think one of the stories of hope would be that our Ukrainian staff who feel most at home inside Ukraine have, like their president, have decided to stay and minister within the context where they are living and have been working, and that they are seeking to find those most vulnerable people now within their immediate context. It's like neighbor helping neighbor. There are good-hearted people in Ukraine as there are in any country, and people who care about others as much as they care about themselves. So those kinds of indicators that we're getting from Ukraine are very helpful. Life tries to go forward normally in some context. One picture that made quite an impression on me was how a little girl and some of her friends had tried to find a way of continuing a normal life. And so she had taken a cardboard carton. She had cut little holes in the side for windows, and she and her friends had made a dollhouse out of this cardboard carton that they could be relieved of the conflict for the moment, and they could sit with play with their dollhouse. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing to me on that picture when I saw it was this carton was labeled with Mennonite Central Committee Food for Relief. It had formerly held 24 cans of canned beef. It was now empty. It now become a dollhouse. And so resilient children trying to find hope and meaning in the midst of conflict, and adults around them trying to protect them in ways that they can from that conflict that can't always be done. And then a pastor who is seeking to address the trauma that people are facing. These are the kinds of things that the kingdom of God is called to do in these areas of conflict.